I get it. Changing your lifestyle to try and do something about climate change can seem inconvenient, futile even. And maybe that's part of the failing of science outreach regarding climate change. But what if there was a way to do something about climate change in your own home that would actually make a difference, save you money, and maybe make you happier?
The average American household could probably reduce its energy consumption by 20% without any change in lifestyle, without making huge investments, and the few investments they'd have to make pay back better than anything you can do that's legal. I'm Tom Dietz. I'm on the faculty at Michigan State University, where I do work in human ecology and environmental science and policy.
Dr. Dietz stopped by the studio the other day during a visit to Utah State University and told me about some things we can all do to save money and the planet while living comfortably.
The first thing to look at is weatherizing your house. Do you have the right amount of insulation? I mean the insulation that pays for itself in a year or two or three at most. Do you have drafts? Anytime you have a draft in a house, you're wasting money and energy, and it's uncomfortable. And sometimes people say, well, that's all small potatoes. What people can do at the household level doesn't really matter. But this one set of actions, that could reduce total U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by over 7%. 7% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions is like turning off all the greenhouse gas emissions from the country of France.
One more tip from Dr. Dietz. Check your hot water heater. If you're diluting your hot water with cold water when you take a shower, you probably don't need to put the money and energy into keeping your hot water tank that hot in the first place. For Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Daniel Kinka.